You good with Dante? Pete asks when Rolla returns with the ball, waving it in front of Butch, a tease to play.
How come he won't do nothing?
Rolla asks, ignoring Pete's question. The dog's hocks shake, instinct urging him to get up on his feet, but not because he wants to fetch. Dante and company have flipped his work switch, and now Pete's too. Butch wants to know your answer, he says, about Dante. Rolla steps back and looks Pete in the eye, and is not rehearsed when he says,
We good?
But the way he stands there, arm held close to his side, wounds guarded, makes Pete realize the response is as learned as Butch's sit, stay, and heal. Pete reaches out and takes Rolla's hand, still clutching the ball, wet and slimy, and turns his arm open to the cigarette burns.
Is Dante the one who gave you these?
Rolla pulls his hand away.
I thought you wasn't looking for trouble.
He looks out across the field as the boys approach a dark green mid-90s Impala that's either parked or broken down in the alley. He tosses the ball to Butch and it rolls past his feet, the dog's attention still fixed on Dante's gang. He says,
I don't want to play no more either.
He starts back toward the Abbots. Rolla, Pete says, wallet from his pocket. Maybe he'll only make himself feel better, but $5 and some fetch is all the kid wanted, not 20 questions and a forced confession.
Before you go, what about your game?
Rolla stops, turns, considers the wallet.
You said you didn't have no money.
I said I didn't have $5.
He takes out a 10.
I have this.
Yo, Rolla!
One of the boys calls from outside the Impala, its doors open now, the driver climbing inside. The boy who called out raises his hand, a salute of sorts, which is, when Rolla repeats the gesture, the worst sort. A flash of three fingers, thumb curled over his index finger, a gangbanger's goodbye. Of course, the new breeds run the Abbots, and that one getting into the backseat of the Impala, presumably Dante, must be balls over brains, throwing up signs in front of a uniform. Pete wasn't looking for trouble, but there it is, right there, and any cop worth his star would go over and show him and his boys how difficult it is to represent while handcuffed. Except doing so would only put a ding on Dante's rap sheet and a dent in both their afternoon plans. It's clear Dante isn't afraid to mark his territory. That makes Pete the one who would spend a long time after that worrying about Rolla's other arm. Pete feels the familiar weight of job impotence as he watches the Impala, blue smoke curling from its tailpipe as it idles at the curb, a taunt. If he wants to do anything for Rolla at all, he can't do anything at all. Without any hope, without real help, cash is the only thing of value he can offer.